I never stopped swallowing that hot load.
Never stopped jerking off.
I'm constantly, rubbing.
Jerking in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You're masturbating. You're mental.
Yeah. I'm like thinking about it. And like, I wonder how I'm going to do it later. There were some times
when I was younger, my parents would go away on vacation, and that came close to like 24/7 just yanking my dick.
Dude, that, yeah, that was pretty bad when I discovered like porn and stuff. Watching old 70s porn.
Like,
and
in my elder years. I jerk off now more than when I was a kid.
I'm a little more simple now. Back then it was more experimental when I was younger. My mom used to have one of these like back rubbing vibrator things. It was like this huge like oval thing with like these springs that would go around your hand, so your hand would just vibrate. And I wouldn't even have to put any effort into it. I'd just hold it. Yep, I'd stay home.
What he doesn't want to think sick about is his mom used it for like, the same thing.
Ew. She held my penis and...
Have you seen my back massager? No, shut up, Mom.
I'm using it.
10 o'clock at night. What do you need it for?
Your back doesn't hurt right now. You're supposed to be sleeping.
Oh, that
DeWitt. My mom calls me DeWitt.
In a sitcom type way, too.
Canned laughter and shit.
If you can't tell, we suckered Jeremy DeWitt to come on and join us on today's podcast.
You did. You sucked me to get me to come here.
Right.
I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta. You gotta go with what you're good at, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was...
He slipped his weenie right outside of his yard sale underwear. I've been waiting for that one.
You did? You made it? You're like, I gotta say the perfect line. There it is.
My problem is when I have that moment, I always forget it. Until after I should have used it, and then I'm like, ah, oh, fuck.
Could we go back to that conversation we had earlier? Because like,
hey, say that thing again.
Right. I got it this time.
Call me up. Hey, can you say that thing you said earlier? I got a good comeback now.
You don't get a mulligan with comebacks, okay? Oh, if I could take a mulligan with a comeback, I'd have no kids.
Oh, Lord.
Alright, so what we do on this show is we basically talk about our dicks for a while, and then we ease right into a couple segments we got. I think today, instead of like facts, I think we're just going to do some dirty and gross would you rathers.
Ooh, I like these.
Before on the show, so
I'm totally down for this.
Let's do this.
Mm-hmm, okay. I'm in.
Would you rather be a girl with a penis or a boy with a vagina?
Ooh, shit. Well,
I am basically already a girl with a penis.
I mean, I've got the tits.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd rather live on the other aspect for a while. I'd rather be a boy with a vagina. Like,
you want that trouble?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, Kyle, you want to come over? No, I want to fucking come over and beat up my pussy.
Yeah,
totally. Tampons are fucking expensive.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, and then the extra funk and all that. Like, I like having an Audi.
God, what's that smell? Shut up! I'm fucking sensitive. I got a goddamn yeast infection.
And you're more likely to be attractive if you're a woman too. So I think I'd have to be a woman with a dick.
What, front to back? Back to front.
Like a man!
Oh, man, damn it. Get out of there and finger my man pussy. Yeah. Give me one of those goddamn back massages.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I need to finger anything, I'll just use my ass. So.
Just imagine that. Bunch of bro dudes. Oh, bro, she's totally gonna finger my pussy. You know what, bro? We don't get any scissor the shit out of me.
She better work my clit.
Bro, she looks a mad pussy. Finger on my butt and tongue fuck my man puss.
I'm wet as fuck right now.
Oh.
squirting contests and shit.
You got 3 yards on that one.
Alright, you gotta chug a beer, your girl's gotta squirt your face. And you choked the ball.
And then eventually you'd probably just try shoving shit up in there.
I got eight balls in there.
3 rolls of nickels.
I don't know, this is kind of sounding fun. Right. I might change my answer.
See?
Watch me pick up that shot.
Yeah, you were there already. Yeah.
I was there. Pick up that shot glass, no hand.
Shot glass my
mirror,
ass.
Sitting in front of a mirror, flexing their muscles, like, do your kegels, bro.
And you wouldn't have to butt chug, you could cunt chug.
My pussy's so strong, I broke a girl's dick.
I snapped that dick right off.
Alright.
Yep.
Alright.
Next.
Smell like a fart for the rest of your life. Or drink a diarrhea milkshake.
Oh my god. Wait, so you only have to drink the diarrhea milkshake once?
Yes.
Yep.
I already smell like farts pretty much all the time though, so
I'm gonna smell like farts because I don't think I can down the diarrhea milkshake.
Well, it depends. Do I have to keep it in my stomach? Like,
right. What are the stipulations? Yeah. Do you have to like? Do you have to like swish it around or?
Move it along. All right.
This is a fun game to play with Hank. Yeah. He's got a weak stomach.
He does. Yeah, I'm
Would
seeing
you
this.
Would you rather have constipation or explosive diarrhea?
My life is lived around explosive diarrhea right now. So I think I'd probably, what was the other one?
The constipation.
Oh god, I would kill for constipation.
I'd
just
rather
once
have the diarrhea, because if constipation is too bad, like you'd have to go to the emergency room. And then they like stick the stick up there. They literally put a stick in your ass and scrape
a
the
stick,
shit.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The doctor
like they broke one off a tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get me a whooping stick.
You gotta cut your own.
Just make sure you get it up my ass and not my man pussy.
Long hole.
And you're welcome. I drink a diarrhea milkshake, so I smell like fart. Everything comes full circle, guys.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Would you rather eat out a blue waffle or get it in the rear?
Get it in the rear all day long.
Yep. Take me to Pound Town.
Yep.
Put your lady dick inside.
Yeah, when push come to shove, you gotta try everything once, right?
My thing is, I've seen what I look like bent over. Nobody's getting hard for that.
It'd just be like a shame mash against your ass.
Go ahead, throw your wet spaghetti against my butt crack.
Yeah, we both just lay there in shame.
That it had
put
to be
in
a
tank with your Rotilli pasta.
They never specified it had to be a dude with an actual penis.
Well,
they do make them attachments that go on everybody.
Oh, no.
Ooh, that's
strap
dangerous.
On a strap on. Put that tickler on the end, bitch.
Right.
A sexy turkey going in and out. Straw at McDonald's.
A sexy turkey.
Well, come on. I mean, think about it. In the turkey world, there's got to be ugly turkeys, fuckable turkeys, sexy turkeys.
I suppose.
I mean, I can't tell. But
no,
I,
they all look the same to me.
When I see a
group
of them crossing the street, and you see the one like in the lead, and everybody's following them, I'm like, that's the sexy turkey.
Must be. Well, look
sexy
at that.
Turkey's like,
we
cross the road now.
Look at that ass.
Look at that guy. You see all the things hanging off his chin? Oh, I want to suck him. Pull him right in my turkey beak.
We need the neck.
Oh, man, my giblets are so hard right now. Put it in my turkey pussy.
All right.
Would you rather have sandpaper hands or no genitals?
Sandpaper hands, because you can find ways of beating off that don't require you the use of hands.
I'll fuck a couch cushion with a wet, hefty sand.
That fucking dry couch cushion would still be beaten off with sandpaper hands.
That's true. And is your entire hand sandpaper?
Yeah.
Or just your palms? The entire thing?
Your backhand in that?
Yeah.
Like, that was my first thought. Then I'm say. Like, no, that would be too easy. They'd be like, no, your entire hand.
Oh, man, your penis is so smooth. How did
but
get
not,
that way?
Now, did say
30 grit.
Did say just hand. So I mean, the inside of your wrist right here. Just squeeze
yeah,
that
you
bad boy.
You could wrist it. Yeah.
You get really flexible. Give yourself a foot job. I just laughed the whole time. I'm like, a tickle. Oh, my God.
But, I mean, not having genitals, I mean, you would think...
You wouldn't even have the urge to jerk
No, off. You'd have a completely different thought process throughout your entire day.
What we talk about instead of dicks, you know?
Yeah.
You're sitting here like...
Right.
This whole show's been genitals. I mean,
right, no shit.
We're like, hey, guys,
welcome to YYD.
I feel like the economic climate's making an upturn.
Right. Oh, making a lot accomplished.
Something or other today, and that means something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
Kyle. Kyle's like, oh, I figured out the reason for existence. Oh, good job, Kyle. Took you long enough. He had his genitals on.
All turning your nose up at people with balls and shit.
Next time we do chemical castrations, you won't hesitate. By the way, chemical castration is you take a thing of Dawn dish soap, a little bit of cinnamon, and a chainsaw.
That's still more humane than how they do it to cows, I think.
Ooh.
Oh, poor cows.
Poor cows.
No,
I don't know. I don't know.
Just
I'm
take
assuming.
Take a rubber band and like slide it up there,
And just
their
clip
nuts.
It off, huh? Just
leave
just
it.
Until
and
until
just
it
leave
right
it dies.
Until it just
shrivels
and, dies
and
yeah.
It'll fall off.
That's got to be constant pain.
See, people, if you did that to a tiger or a bear, people would be fucking outraged. For,
oh yeah,
forever. They'd be like, oh my god, don't put them in a circus.
Yeah.
But if it's like, while they're eating a cheeseburger, they're like, I can't believe they're beating those fucking lions. Poor lions in captivity.
Yeah.
It's because I have no bacon. Yeah. I love animals and I hate the way you treat them.
Yeah.
We'll take some veal.
You have the same burger and veal?
My mom got pissed. I forgot when I moved. I forgot the fish. We had a little goldfish. Forgot him. So obviously, goldfish died.
Oh, like, yeah.
Right? She's like, I can't believe you did that. How inhumane. As she's eating a fish sandwich. What?
So had I chewed on it a little bit, you'd have been all right?
Had I filleted it, fried it, and put it between two slices of bread, it'd have been okay. Right?
I'm like, it didn't suffer, Mom. I ate it. Gulped it.
Swallowed it whole.
This one's rough.
Okay.
Would you rather cut your eyelids off with scissors or pull your teeth out one by one with a wrench?
Oh, fuck.
I'm gonna poke a hole in this. I'm going to go pull my teeth out with a wrench.
Yeah.
I'll use a 1-inch wrench and try to pull them.
I've got one out in the blazer. We can try
good
this.
Good luck pulling your tooth out with a wrench. I mean, pliers I can see.
Right.
I can't see really pulling them out. I can see knocking them out. Like, you put the wrench
well,
on his teeth.
That's cheating. It says pull.
Well, you could probably, like, get it underneath here and kind of like just bend it up and
lever it out.
Every single tooth, though. Ugh.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
but the eyelids thing. I mean, that's a lot of blood,
there's
and you can't blink.
Well, I mean,
and losing my teeth is like the biggest fear of mine. It's like my nightmares.
Dentures suck, but at least. There's a replacement.
Eyelids, you're fucked forever. You can't blink anymore.
You can't grow them back.
Wink at hot chicks or...
Yeah, I have a bridge, which is 4 fake front teeth. It's not that bad.
Right, well, yeah. I mean, I know people with fake teeth, too. They're like, yeah, I can still smile, motherfucker.
Yeah, I can still
chew stuff. Just...
I'm pretty sure you do that better without teeth.
I think
know what I should do? Down on a girl with him, come back up without him, be like, whatever! Whatever!
Whatever! 4K video or it didn't happen?
Yeah, this has got to happen.
4K video or
it didn't happen.
I don't know where they went!
Sit back!
They've got to be inside of you somewhere.
Saddle up,
Maybe they just melted.
If you were flexible enough to pleasure yourself orally, would you? That's not even a good one. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's seventh grade again. Probably around the exact same time I was using the vibrator. I found a way to get the helmet into my lips.
No.
I did. And I was still a chubby kid. I mean, I used to be able to lay on my back and put my legs all the way back and rest them on the ground by my head. And I was able to get my boner and I was kind of like nursing it, which was terrible in itself. It was pretty damn uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm like. And then, like, I kind of sat there, like, well, I can't do this for as long as it's going to take, because it's painful, and also, like, what do you do? Like, when you, do you swallow?
Nope.
No. You start feeling, you're like, nope, I'm going to tap myself on the back of the head.
Yes!
And I'm actually going to do the tap at the right time.
Right? Right?
Honestly, I don't think I would do it for that. I know how fast it happens for me and how little effort there really needs to be.
You just need to get close enough where you can blow on it, so that way they're like a fucking... You can,
oh, God! Oh, man, I hope I don't queef up my man pussy. That'd be a thing, too. Yeah, bro, we're on the front door.
Wafting it at people and shit. Oh. Gerbil dying that thing.
You got $20, bro. Reach for it. Oh my God! Would you rather eat worm spaghetti or cricket soup?
Ooh, fuck.
That.
Oh, the this crunchy.
This raises questions like, okay, worm spaghetti. It sounds like. Like, they use worms instead of spaghetti noodles.
Right.
So you still got, like, the pasta
sauce. And the whatever.
You know. And,
oh, like, God. The but cricket soup. Biting into one and it bursting in your mouth. Ugh. But, yeah, the cricket, it's going to be all crunchy. And there's, like, legs.
Well, what kind of cricket soup is it? Is it, like...
Like, did you grind up the crickets?
Cricket broccoli cheese soup? Right. You know, chicken cricket, you know, soup?
Right, chicken cricket soup, cricket noodle cricket. Soup,
or cricket noodle soup.
Man, that's. I guess the options are limitless, so long as both are included in each one, right?
I mean, that's really hard because I mean, I'd be just as apt to do either one, depending on like the, you know.
Yeah, there's
what
a lot of
soup. Is it?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of Parmesan cheese. I could probably do the worm. No, I'd have. I think I'm gonna go with the crickets, man. I think that's where I'd have to go.
I think I could do the worms easier.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could just slurp them.
No, I wouldn't be able to even get any of it down. I'd just be puking.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Here we go. Okay. Have sex with a walrus or never have sex again.
Easy for me.
I mean, sorry, walrus.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm already pretty much.
I've been with some questionable girls.
Speaking of questionable girls, who even wrote this one in? It's not even fucking good.
Okay.
What's hotter? 5 models at a slumber party or 3 strippers?
Ooh, well, I mean, models at a party are probably going to be hotter. They're
going
to be
2 hookers because you actually know they're going to do things.
Well, it just says what's hotter, you know, not which ones will you have a chance to put your penis in. So probably the slumber party girls. The strippers, I've seen some strippers before.
Yeah, you never know what you can get.
Ninja turtle stomachs and weird shit.
All right, here we go. Okay. Last one we're going to do.
Okay.
Would you rather watch an exotic movie with your parents or of your parents?
An exotic movie? I'm
erotic,
assuming.
Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, that could be. All right. Erotic. An erotic movie.
With your parents or of your parents?
Currently, because both of my parents are dead. So if I watched an... Okay, okay. Because if I watched an erotic video of my parents now... That'd
wow,
be wrong. Yeah,
turn.
That went dark.
We thought from guy pussy. The low point.
Like some seriously dark necrophilia shit.
Yeah, there's no way I would ever want to watch a video of like my parents fucking. I don't
so
think.
So you'd rather watch a video of people fucking with your parents?
Yeah, as awkward as it would be, it still wouldn't be.
I'm with you on that one.
I'm the same. Now, the one we did a few weeks ago, let's do that one. All right. You watch a porno every day. Oh, wait. No. You watch your parents have sex every day or join in once to stop it.
Oh, shit.
That's a tough one.
Oh, shit. I think I'd have to watch them every day because...
I think eventually it'd just get to you. You'd have to join in.
Really? I think it just... You get desensitized. Oh, there they are fucking again. Like, whatever.
Whatever,
man. Call that fucking... Yeah. Out. Smash that pussy, pop.
Do this shit.
Get out of the way, Mom. I'll show you how to suck a dick.
Right. Yeah. Well, then you're joining. So.
Right. You guys see you same time tomorrow? Yeah. No.
And what is...
Why did I get so turned on and ruin it all?
And what is joining in? Are you like the cream in the Oreo or something?
Yeah. Just imagine that. Like
getting in there and
joining. Dad's banging your ass while you're banging mom.
So imagine like you'd be pig roasting your mother. Like, your dad at one end, you at the other.
What did Kevin Smith call the wobbly H? Or Ralph Garman, whatever. The wobbly H or the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one for me, but yeah, I'd probably just have to watch them.
All right, moving along with the
moving
show.
Moving along, all right.
Let's go to the felon, Kyle Cook.
I'm not a felon. I've got two misdemeanors.
You're the one who's committed a crime more recently and been busted for it. So you get to pick the crime. We try to find funny crimes every week and fucking live with them.
Okay. Robbery suspect John Fectua tells police stabbing people better than doing meth.
Oh, well, I mean, you might not be getting that. I understand from meth heads. It's like, meth's pretty fucking awesome. DeWitt, now.
Okay,
you
here we go.
Meth out of a
I knew this was coming up at some point. Yes?
Now, have you stabbed anyone?
I have never stabbed anyone.
Kyle, come here. DeWitt, grab a fork.
Oh, I don't have my knife on.
Yeah, it's the only way we can really tell.
I mean, not where I've, like, broken skin, you know.
No, I just... He's just going around like, I've stabbed a few people, and I've smoked a lot of meth, and I gotta tell you, there's no joy greater.
Well, stabbing people... it depends. I mean, are they bad people? Were they trying? Were they stabbing someone else at the time?
It's just, you're lucky it's people.
You're lucky it's people. Wow.
Babies everywhere. Why are there so many babies next to the kitchen knives?
Where do you keep your babies? Right next to the kitchen.
Don't fucking judge me. I'm from West fucking Virginia.
Yeah, a homeless man in Seattle who accused of stabbing two people and holding another up at knife point told his arresting officer he planned to attack more people and gave a shocking explanation as to why. John Fectu, 22, allegedly told the officer, I'm going to stab one person every day. It's better than doing meth.
This is what's keeping him off meth. This is what's keeping him on the straight and narrow.
But it's not saying that he doesn't do meth.
His solution when he got to the end of the 12-step program. Like, I'm just going to stab people.
Man, I really want to do some meth, but fuck, I'll just stab someone.
Well, I was going to say, maybe he's on meth too, and maybe he's just like, well, the part that's better is the stabbing people. I don't know. That's, wow. Where do you go with that? Why do you do that?
I'm going to quit drinking and smoking. I guess I'm going to jack off monkeys now.
The alleged crime spree took place shortly after noon on September 10th. Detectives said, Fectu confronted a woman.
Yeah, I like this name.
It's F-E-C-T-E-A-U.
Fectu.
confronted a woman sitting near an intersection and accused her of sitting on a piece of cardboard that belonged to him.
Oh, fuck.
Bitch! That's my cardboard! Get your lady dick off my cardboard!
It's got my pussy stains on it.
When the women...
Is that Western? Like, you just gave him a Western accent? There's a new sheriff in town.
There's a new sheriff.
I have my kids, foot three and foot four. What the fuck, fuck bar?
Fuck my name, fuck three. There's no clarity on words. When the woman's friend stood up and confronted Fectu, the suspect allegedly stabbed the man in the back of the neck. Fectu allegedly stabbed
back of the neck?
Yeah.
How was he confronted?
Gave him a reach around
behind his ear before stabbing the woman in the hand.
What the fuck?
So he stabbed the dude in the back of the neck and then in the ear.
He's
and then
a
the chicken
stabber.
That yeah, like he doesn't.
He's not good at it.
Sheriff
yeah.
Fectu here to straighten some shit out. Hey, look over there.
He's
like, no!
He's stabbing all willy-nilly. There's no focus.
Oh, if fuck three and fuck four were here to see their father.
It's embarrassing.
Call fuck one. Fuck one.
Oh. Both victims later identified their attacker as Fectu, whom they knew from a program aimed at helping young people who are homeless. That he has very distinct facial tattoos, devil's horns on his forehead, and bolts on his cheek.
You'd never get away with a crime.
Ever. Ever.
That bolt on my cheek make me look like racing trash when I'm sucking dick. I can fuck too. Come on. One in, one out. Come on, boys. Work it like one of those railroad coasters.
Oh, God. By the time the police arrived on the crime scene, Fectu had left. About 90 minutes later, officers received a report of a robbery involving a suspect fitting Fectu's description.
I can't stop now! I'm still crazy!
Yeah, what? He got started and kept going? Yeah. That bitch sat on my cardboard!
He's got a pretty addictive personality.
Yeah, no shit. Everyone must die.
Charging papers allege that he followed a man onto a city bus, then stalked him after he got off the bus before ordering the victim to empty his pockets. According to the Seattle Post Intelligencer, Fectu allegedly stabbed the man with a knife until the man ran away. The suspect.
Why ain't you running, boy?
After his victim for a half an hour.
You tell him Fectu sent you.
This ain't no fun.
Gotta stab them all.
It's Seattle, so you know it's
stab a man, go.
You know it's Seattle, so it's some like liberal guy like, oh, you're just gonna stab me? You're just gonna stab me? Oh, I cannot even believe you.
That is so hipster.
Oh, let me put down my Starbucks.
I am much better than this.
When Fectu was arrested a short later, he allegedly admitted the stabbings and asked the arresting officer, "Did that kid die yet?"
Yet.
That guy. I hope
right
I severed his spine.
Severed his spine. In his head, he's fucking swinging a samurai sword.
Yeah.
He's breaking like a fucking thumbtack.
Probably.
It's like a Swiss Army knife.
None of his victims sustained life-threatening injuries. Fectu is facing robbery and assault charges and being held at King County Jail in lieu of $245,000 bail.
I'll come back for my cardboard, bitch.
Fectu has a lengthy rap sheet in Washington, Oregon, and California, including a previous conviction for assault with a deadly weapon.
Criminy.
Oh, the Fectu tradition. I'm just picturing like a Brady family, but all meth addicts.
Yeah, no shit.
But then, like, not even the regular Brady show. It's like the variety show.
I wish
show.
That would show, like,
welcome to the Fectu show. The Fectu show. The Fectu show.
I wish that would show, like, more of his face, because you can just. I can't tell what's underneath his bottom lip, but you can kind of see the devil horns on his face.
Oh, Oh, he looks exactly like I thought he did.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
There were some shitty tattoos.
Yeah. I don't know why you... I mean, dude...
He kind of looks like a 70s porn star, but retarded. What's going on here? My name is Fuck Too. I'm a Fuck Football. You got one hand to find. Look at my dick. And I'm a duck, and I'm a dude to meth. Now, who wants a pony? Hey, look over there. I'll tap you in the back of the neck. You're my cowboy, bitch.
Oh, I wonder, what was she doing on his cardboard?
Yeah, she probably just fucking scooted over, fell out of her box with a fucking needle in her arm.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, cardboard must be rare. It must be scarce in the area.
All right.
Well, you got all them fucking tree-hugging hippies that are in Seattle, so it's
I got one of those Amazon boxes. That bitch was been sitting on one of the fucking cup warmers from a goddamn Starbucks. She thinks she could just move up into the fucking good neighborhood of my cardboard. It's goddamn Jefferson's, bitch. Get your ass, bitch ass back to your fucking Starbucks holders, you cunt. I'll stab you and your man. You're back on the fucking neck in the hand. Dude,
I'm gonna follow people.
Dude,
he stands above. He's like bloodthirst. Yeah. Kill strike. Kill streak.
Here's my dollar for the bus.
That's pretty much how it went. Too.
Yeah, no shit. Which means he paid money for the bus.
This guy's on the phone. He's like, Helen, hold on. I'm getting stabbed. Yeah, right, Richard. Like last year when you were getting stabbed with Allison.
It's more of you doing the stabbing then.
Yeah.
This guy's fucking trying to make me. I'm going to run away. Oh, I bet you'll run away, won't you, pussy? Oh, pussy.
So you just like men's now, huh?
Yeah.
Just getting stabbed, are you?
Okay, now that we've covered some crime, we've learned a little thing about ourselves, about what we'd rather do. I think I still want to say lady with a dick. I don't know. As much, I think I could go man with a pussy for a day, but once I start bleeding, I'm out.
Yeah, I think everything about that would just be weird, because, I mean, you're not going to get... You're still a dude,
right.
And you still like chicks...
Dick and
butcher
lady off.
Yeah, like the only
thing. Oh.
I mean, what do you do then? Like, just go buy a big fat black dildo and ride it? I don't know.
What are you talking about, bro?
Take the power tool to me. Come on, Bounty, you pussy. I can take more.
You still got that baseball bat, right?
I mean, me being a dude with a vagina, I would be into the little yellow Asian ones, okay? And like, just them treating me right.
You know. Kyle's looking to settle down.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got his future plan.
Yeah, and you're pussy for a day, and you're already like, I'm gonna find the right man today. Oh, you're out there, Hoshi Mung Yao. I love you. You're Asian invasion.
I'm gonna find that right one today.
Come and give me your Asian invasion. Oh my god. Ho Ching Mao.
Living the dream.
Yeah. Right. My Asian businessman. Oh, Kyle Cook. Me always look for a pasty Indian boy. Make my fuck slave.
I'm here to satisfy you, Kimo Sabi.
Very good investment. Make Indian baby wish you. Might actually have correct skin color. Put a little yellow in your coffee. A little yellow in your creamer. We make egg baby. Under yolk to your egg whites, Kyle Cook.
Is there any other way to take a dick?
Yes. Until the first time you walk in the house without taking your boots off. Oh, you have dishonored family. Mercy kill.
What? Hey, I got everything I wanted now. I'm a widow.
Yeah.
Back to the guys with pussies. I mean, would that mean the guys get pregnant?
Yeah.
There'd be so many abortions.
Oh.
There'd be abortion machines in your house. Hey, you press the wrong button on the toilet, you know, you get just, an abortion.
You just hang out with your bros and be like, bro, hit me. All right.
There'd be public restrooms with a fucking abortion machine that come up out of the toilet.
Oh, my God. Oh, I would just fall down the stairs. Be like,
belly spot.
Oh, my God.
Still a pocket, bro? In front of the
stairs?
No, I'm cool. I queefed it out.
Halfway down the stairs, you leave an aborted fetus just lying there and just
rock. Oh, bro, piss it off!
Anybody got a shovel?
I got the grill.
That's what me and Chuck talked about when my girlfriend's cat died.
A girl and a cat?
Well, just put it on the grill and, you know, it died there.
The downfall is you guys wouldn't even know how to properly field dress the cat in order to make this actual feasible.
No, it's pour gasoline down its mouth.
Right? You get your knife out and you make a small incision along the belly.
Nope.
Already you remove everything up.
I couldn't even pick it up. I had to have Chuck come do it. And we built it. We buried it on the hillside in the sunny field where it can be. She was giving me shit. She was like, "What'd you do with it?" I'm like, "Well, we definitely didn't huck it in the dumpster."
My mom did that to our dog.
but we're like, "No, you're right, honey. We tied 47 fucking bottle rockets to it and sent it back to heaven."
May your body meet your soul.
Yeah. Where that angel belongs.
Oh, speaking of my girlfriend, let's fix some other people's relationships.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Is it okay for a 53-year-old man to have relations with a 28-year-old woman?
Yep.
Yeah, totally.
All in agreement.
Yep.
He could go 10 years younger and I'm still cool.
Yeah. You drop below that 18 mark, though.
Girls in their 20s would date a guy in his mid-30s. Happens all the time.
Where? Time.
Mostly with me. I mean, not anymore.
How does one make this happen?
That was a long time ago.
Should black men date white women?
Should they?
If they can.
If they want. I don't...
Yeah, I guess that's up to... Individual black man and the woman.
You know, be like the most ones I see like that. Just go for the fat chicks.
So you're saying.
I'm wondering about that stereotype. Does that apply to the gay black men? Like they pick the fat white guys?
No. Oh, that's a good point. Nope, they go for like the really well dressed, skinny white dude.
Really?
Yeah.
If I was ever going to get hit on by a gay dude, I'd figure it'd been a black guy.
Yeah, there was hope for me too, but no.
Nobody wants us.
Well, no, I mean, it's possible. You just gotta, you know, make it look like you're gay, like by dressing up like in nice clothing, and
that's still, even if me and you dressed up in nice clothing,
yeah,
they're too sad.
Yeah. Hey, look how frumpy they are.
More men than I do women.
Well, dude, you're just cute though. Like, oh, he's an adult, but looks like.
Pretty much. I'd bring all the rape fantasies to life.
He's
30, so it's legal, but goddamn, he looks like he's 12.
Me and DeWitt, they're just like, ew.
Yep.
No.
Immediately.
No.
I hang out with a couple of gay guys, and neither of them want to fuck me at all.
Like, ever. Not even.
Ever. Not even remotely.
They're like, nah.
It's a bummer. I can't even get them to flirt with me.
They just look at you and just go, oh.
Yeah, they're like, oh, God. Dude, no. And then I get self-conscious, like, what, I gotta, like, wash more? Or, like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong with me?
I know you love me. Why can't I get the approval of your gayness?
Just say a couple of good things about me, okay?
Here we go.
Okay.
Husband refuses to sleep with me because he is worried I might get pregnant again. My husband was happy that we had our first child, but since having him, he seems to have lost interest in me. He doesn't sleep with me, and he says it's too risky using condoms. and wants to go with better contraceptive.
To me, it sounds like he's just banging another chick.
To me, it sounds like maybe he took a peek at what was called the, what the fuck's the, where they cut you from asshole to pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Not a tracheotomy.
That's where this
a tainty out of me.
Or it's just one super hole. You might have caught a glimpse of that and been like, nope, pussy's evil now.
Maybe.
Or it might have been like he had the kid and the kid's ruining his life and he's like, I don't want another one of them little hell bags. Fuck that.
Or, you know, she does, I mean, doesn't do herself up or whatever, so he just sees her as this, you know, gross mom thing. I don't know.
I guess the one, if she just wants to trick fuck him, I mean, she can get one more kid out of him just by saying like, oh yeah, I went to the doctor, I got this so and so contraceptive now, blah blah blah.
I guess, yeah, if she's like devious, but if she just wants to get banged again, I mean, either he's not wanting it or they, I don't know. She needs to either get on a pill or some bullshit, or he needs to.
There's a fix all to every relationship involving a man. I'm not sure how it works with lesbians. Nobody can figure that shit out. easiest way to fix any relationship with anybody.
Suck his dick.
Suck his dick.
Yeah, true.
Suck his dick. You can be like, what? You fucking just blew all our savings on that? And then they're like, mwah, mwah. Like, oh, we didn't need that money anyway.
Nope. We'll figure it out, baby.
6 months, we can have it all back again.
You and me forever.
We're just going to go on we're tightening the budget a little bit.
Everything.
that's the answer right there. Forget everything we said. Blow him.
Blow
job. Yep.
Joe. My woman's mad with me. How do I fix that?
Gulp.
Husband says he will kick me out. I'm a stay-at-home mom of a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old and would like to start working. My husband got mad at me last night when I said I wanted to start working. He said that if I want to start working, then I need to leave if I decide against his will. I don't understand what the problem is. I just want to help contribute to our household, not feel like a burden. I started to cry last night because I felt this was a bit extreme, just because I wanted to work. Fucking ladies got it made.
No shit.
Oh, wow. Man.
You want a job? Suck his dick.
That's
a blowjob.
Yep, suck his dick. He'll let you do whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a job.
There's your job. You're contributing.
You're keep, baby. Like, I'll stay home with the kids.
You've made him happy. It's fine now.
You're earning your keep, baby. You're earning your keep.
Okay, this one. Is sleeping in the same bed with your dad weird? I'm a 13-year-old girl. Oh. Me and my dad are very close.
Oh.
My mom passed away when I was 2. And weird. If it's an every night thing?
Right. Yeah. I could see like an occasional, we were watching a movie and we just, you know what I mean? Like, it's your daughter. That's cool. But yeah, but I mean, like, are they in their underwear? Like, is it like, what's going on?
Yeah,
there needs to be more details.
Tell me more.
No, yeah. I brought over a big oval vibrator thing. Got to put it to use.
My mom used to call it the back scratcher.
Here we go. We are the best guys to figure this one out.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. All right.
Here we go. Do I have a sex problem? Hi, I'm 20 years old, and I've had sex so many times, but with escorts. I never have sex with a girl without paying her. I'm not ugly, but I never understood girls, and they don't seem to understand me. Anyway, whenever a girl sits next to me or talks to me, and she feels hot. What? And she's hot.
Oh, okay.
I feel extremely sexually attracted to her. My brain starts to release so much dopamine. Feel like it. It's a supply of heroin. My heart feels like it's flying and my body goes all numb. Do you think I'm a sex addict?
You're 20.
Guy.
Yeah, you're 20 and you have a constant boner.
I'm 37. I get random boners.
Mine are a little sluggish, works. But...
Sluggish?
They still wake up now and again, for sure. They? Yes, I have two. I have several peni.
Judgment-free zone here.
Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's our beat-all answer. I want to have sex, but my boyfriend doesn't.
Suck his dick.
Yep. Cradle the balls.
Okay. I'm gonna sit on it now. I don't care.
Yeah, oral's always a good alternative. Fuck
Should
each other's faces.
Should I wait for my ex?
No.
We dated for 10 months until he told me the relationship was overwhelming. I really want to be with him in the future, but he says we can, but something is holding us back. I would say don't fucking.
No, he wants to fuck other chicks.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Which I mean, that means he lost interest in you.
Yeah. 10
Once
months?
Someone loses interest in you, they can say that it could come back. It never will.
If someone loses interest in you, what's the point? And you're like, you're just chasing something that doesn't give a fuck about you.
You're trying to force something that shouldn't be them.
Yep. So, you need to go suck somebody else's dick.
Or, I mean, suck his one last time. Just be
well,
like,
yeah. Be like, all right, it's over.
Here we go. Two more.
Okay.
We're going to call this an episode. Was it wrong for me to get upset at a male coworker for rubbing my pregnant belly without asking me? Absolutely not.
No, it's
you
a
put
thing.
That thing out there, he should have free reign.
I mean,
if matter of fact,
pregnant,
you should take off your pants too.
Right. If you're pregnant, you're pretty much walking around with. You just get
just
permission.
Thank God you're not pregnant, instead of just being a little chubby, and he's like, oh yeah.
Right? No shit.
She's like, I'm not pregnant.
If there's like a bunch more to it, if he's like a creepy fuck or something like that, I mean, yeah, but I mean, everyone's
like walk up rubbing the belly like, oh, here's the baby. Right. Oh, yeah. This is where the baby's milk comes from.
Right.
Oh, this is where the baby's gonna come out of.
How about all that food that the baby's intaking? Where's it come out of? Yeah. I think everybody rubs pregnant chicks' bellies, man.
I don't,
but I think like a lot of women do, and obviously creepy male coworkers who obviously want to have sex with your pregnant ass.
I'm like, keep that Satan spawn away from me.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I don't care who you are or what you think you are.
I found the next
Satan
one.
Spawn.
We're gonna do an extra one.
Okay.
I love this one. All right. I found lesbian porn on my wife's laptop. Also in her browser history. Should I be concerned?
Have you ever watched lesbian porn?
You should fucking ask to watch together.
Yeah, no shit.
Make a stronger marriage.
Yeah.
Maybe bring a friend. Right.
That's like
see,
the
she's got
best
a friend
thing ever.
That she wants to hang out with
yeah.
while watching it.
She can choose.
Yes.
I don't even.
Shit, this is the greatest
turn
thing
on.
Yeah. You know?
Or if you know she's got like a really close friend with that you want to do things with. You just, you know, you have like a little dinner party and you accidentally flip on some lesbian porn like
yeah.
halfway
Oops.
Through.
Where did that come from? Your phone battery's dying at a weird time.
Looks like we'll just have to watch this tonight.
That's a sign from God. If you're an atheist and you don't believe in God and then you find poor lesbian porn on your wife's computer, you're like, yo, Lord,
yeah.
bless it, me.
I'm back.
I'm a true believer again.
Here we go. What is the correct way to ask your wife about getting a boob job after she has a baby? I love her so much, but they're kind of deflated now.
I thought he wanted a boob job.
No. Also, before anyone says I'm a shallow person and it shouldn't matter, just let me say this. She's a very slim and still is. And she was endowed to start. I loved her body. But everything's kind of loose now, top to bottom.
Yeah, I bet you his sack is down to his ankles, too.
A boob man. And everybody has to turn off. How do I bring up to my wife about her gross body, disgusting, after birthing my spawn?
Yeah. So he would rather have fake titties.
No,
then,
he wants her to fucking get a boob job.
Right.
Like, look at your saggy titties.
Right, yeah, he thinks they're gross.
Is
so he would.
The dude writing in response of the chick earlier whose husband's not into her anymore.
It's all come together. He won't fuck me after having a baby. He's like, oh, those saggy titties.
Yeah, it's just because of them flappers there.
That is what what you call a perfect full circle. Like, it...
Oh, we have wrapped everything up today. Thanks for coming on, DeWitt.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Of course, you can catch DeWitt usually on the corner of Norton and Henry.
Yeah, there I am. Balls flapping in the wind.
The wacky inflatable. You're like, Mommy, the hairy, wacky, inflatable, flailing tube man is weird.
You wouldn't believe what $5 will get you out of this man.
He set up his own fan and shit. He got streamers on? Oh, honey, it must be getting close to our anniversary. He only puts the orange ones on around me. Oh, baby, I remember this. Our first date, we seen DeWitt's nuts flapping in the It started disgusting, but then it brought families together.
It did, yeah, this is a wonderful thing.
All right. I'm Hank.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Jeremy.
Thanks for listening.